After this killing, Aristasura pastime took place, which is described here as Harena Adbhuta Karamana. This is wonderful pastime of Lord, killing of this Aristasura demon. Kamsaya Atha Aha Bhagavan Narado Deva Darshanaha. After killing Aristasura, Narad Muni comes to Mathura playing his veena. Narada Muni Bajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Namne. Narada Muni Veena Veena Narada Muni. So when he comes to Vrindavan, Narad Muni is, because Veena he plays everywhere, but he sings the glories of Radhika Raman in Braj. Other places he's chanting Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Lakshmi Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana.
Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Badri Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana,
Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana.
Oh, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana,
Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Badri Narayana. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
So Narayan, he's chanting names of Narayan, and he gives Narayan to everybody. Hence his name is Narada. Da means giver, one who gives. What is he giving? He's giving Narayan. He's giving Radhika Raman. Narad Muni is such an exalted personality. He is one of those personalities who could enter rasa dance. He is competent, he is qualified. But he cannot go with his veena and his the hair and. So he has to take bath, eat in Kusum Sarovar. Vrinda Devi said, have a bath, Naraji. Naraji throws himself into Kusum Sarovar with all his clothes, with his veena, everything. So he goes in as with veena and other the normal outfit. Then he comes out, Gopi. And then he's shown the way. Okay, this way, this way, this way. And enter. So that Narad Muni who is misunderstood like anything, most misunderstood person is Narad Muni. In India, they don't understand Narad Muni. A lot of time they make a mockery, just is some kind of clown. No, that's not the case. He's the topmost. He's Bhagavat, one of the Dvadash Bhagavatas. Narad Muni is in that list. We commit offenses by thinking Narad Muni is this. We don't understand him. The thing is always, he's behind. On this fight, that fight, Narad Muni is behind this. He's arranging. So he has come to now Kamsa to inform what? So you'll also again misunderstand him. Why should he go to Kamsa, you know? And to do what? And what information is he giving? Yashoda yaha sutam kanyam devakya krishnam evacha ramam charohini putram vasudevena bibhyata nyastau swamitre nandi vai yabhyam te purusha hataha. This information, this piece of information, he was just puzzled for 11 years now. He had heard, oh, you are a killer, has been born elsewhere, you fool. So then he was trying to find that person. Where is the eighth son of Devaki? He couldn't be a daughter. He had already figured it out by consulting astrologers. No, no. The son was expected to take birth, not a daughter. So Narad Muni now informs him, you fool, Kamsa. You're just cheated. Yashodaya sutam kanyam. The kanya, the daughter that you attempted to kill, that was Yashoda's daughter. Devakyaha Krishna mevacha. Devaki's daughter is Krishna. Ramam cha Rohini putram, or Balram is son of Rohini. Vasudevena bibhyata. Because Vasudeva was scared, he took these two children and put in custody and under the care of Nanda Maharaj. And do you know that every associate of yours that you had been sending, dispatching, they were all killed by these two, Krishna and Balram. So he got all the clue. Ah, they are there in Nandagram, those Nishamyatad Bhojapati Kopat Prachalitendriyaha. So by hearing this information, Bhojapati, the Swami, the master of the Bhoj dynasty, the Kopa, became so angry that first thing he did, he got a sharp sword and he attempted to kill Vasudev. He was in town. He was released by same Kamsa. But Now after 10, 11 years, now he thinks, oh, this Vasudeva, I thought he was such an honest, straightforward person, but I did not know he was that crooked. He's thinking like that. And his sword is ready. Nivarito Naradena Tatsuto Mrityu Atmanaha. But Narad Muni stopped, checked concerns. Hey, fool! Not him. Your killers are his sons. Vasudev's sons are your killers. Kill them, not poor Vasudev. So he did not kill, but he tied him up with the iron shackles, bound him, tied him up. And pratiyate tu devarsho kamsa abhasya kesinam. And after this, Narad Muni left Mathura, and immediately Kamsa called for, hey, Kesi! Kesi, Kesi, Mantri, 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 Mantra, Mantri Mahodaya. Oh, he said, Minister Kesi, please come. Or he sent, asked one of his servants to bring Kesi over. Preshaya masahannetam bhavata ramakeshavau. And immediately gave him a task. Okay, go. Kesi had come. Yes, sir. How could I help you? Hey, you go. Go kill this Ram and Keshav. Rama Keshavau Hannetam. Understand? He had understood. So he left. Tato mustika chanura shalato shalakadin. So he called for all these big, big wrestlers. Amatyan, they are not only wrestlers, they are ministers. In the assembly, in the parliament of Kamsa, Chanur and Mustik and Shal, Toshal, these are big, big ministers. So kind of emergency parliament meeting. Hastipachaiva samahuyah bhojarat. And he called the caretaker of the elephants, especially the person who took care of the Kuvalaya peed. And he's addressing them. Bho bho nishamyatam etad vira chanura mustikau. Hey heroes, you heroes! Especially is addressing two of them. They are the special. Chanur and Mustik. Nanda Vraje Kila Sate Sutava Sutavanaka Dunduve Krishna Rama Krishna Tato Mahya Mrityu Kila Nidar Shetaha. Oh, I just got the news, the worst news of my life. Or the best news in one sense. I was finding, trying to know. But today I was informed by Narad Muni. Oh, you know my killers like that were looking for. They are this Krishna and Balaram in Nandagram. They are with Nanda Maharaj. So you too. Bhavad Bhyam Iha Samprapto Hanneta Malya Leelaya. Now I am assigning two of you to kill two of them. And you have to do this Malla Leelaya. We'll organize wrestling match. And while you wrestle with them, by the way, you just kill them. Okay, as if it's a Leela. There was no pre-planned, no premeditated. He's saying, you should sound like that. No, we should not give a wrong perception or to the public this. No, no. While just playing, it just happened. Just happened on the spot. This was Malla Leelaya. Leela, this is just Leela. You have to play this. Mancham Kriyantam. So you set up all the stages and invite. Let's have a big festival and invite people of the whole Mathura district. And there will be a big competition, wrestling match. So that was instruction to these wrestlers. Then he turns to this Mahamatra. Hey, you take care of the Kuvalaya Peeth, right? You are the one? Yes, yes, I'm the one. So for you, Tvaya Bhadra Rangadvara. So just outside the wrestling arena, you keep your Kovalaya Peeth and you kill them. In fact, you kill them right there with the help of the elephant. Then we don't have to get even blame. All the children, they were just looking at the elephant, and the elephant did its job again, not planned or just accident. So he was told, given that assignment, Arabhyatam, and Kamsa, he's trying to package everything. And we will have a fire sacrifice. You know that dhanur, the bow that we have, which Parshuram donated me. Let's have a dhanur yagya. Right there we'll have big sacrifice. So people will think this is a festival time. The fire sacrifice, wrestling match. And we'll ask everyone, when the residents come, they should bring lots of milk products and just distribute, exchange that with each other. So just, and decorate the whole town. Should like a festival. Whole thing should be like a festival. So no one could even think or doubt what the whole crux of the matter is, what the purpose of, what is the purpose behind all this. He's making plans like that. So after his ministers and his elephant caretakers, as well as this KC, they were given different tasks. The next thing, he's calling over Akrur. Go get Akrur. And then Akrur arrives. And immediately, grahitva panina panim. So he catches hold of the hand of Akrur, holds it. And because he wants. And he says, atastva mashritaha samya. You know, I'm totally dependent upon you, O gentle one. I would like you to do a favor to me. I would like you to go gachananda vrajam tatra sutavana kadunduve and bring those two sons of Nanda Maharaj. He's mentioning they are sons of Vasudev. Now with Nanda Maharaj. He says, this is chariot, you take this chariot, and they will like this chariot. If you take a bullock cart, they may not be so much interested. Because every day they have bullock rides. But if you go with the chariot, and they are mentioned in this chariot, let's go by chariot to Mathura, immediately they will jump into the chariot. So take this chariot and Mahachiram, do not delay. Please go bring Krishna and Balaram. And also invite all the residents and let them bring all the milk products because we have a festival here. Yujyate harsha shokabhyam tathabhya gyam karomite. Yes, I will do as you wish, but this is not fair. This may give you some pleasure, but be prepared for a lot of lamentation and suffering. This warning is also given by Akrur to Kamsa. Siddhya siddhyo samam kuryat daivam hi phala sadhanam. Just depend on the supreme authority. He's not mentioning the name, the Lord. Siddhi asiddhi, whatever comes, remain equipoised. Sukhe dukhe samak samay kritva labha labho jaya jayo. That kind of preaching that Krishna has done in Bhagavad Gita. Just a little sampling of that. That's the tone of Akrur's presentation. But he says, but if you insist, okay, I will go. And so Akrur returns to his own residence. This was evening time. Now it's next day. Two things are happening here. Akrur gets ready to go next morning. While Akrur is on the way to Vrindavan, the Kesi, who was also instructed, yeah, you also go to Vrindavan. You kill. So he had spared some most powerful, very powerful demons. So this Kesi in the form of a horse, was in the horse form. So the best thing that he just killed there, even though he's just thinking, I have assigned Akrur to go get Krishna and Balaram, but if they could be killed just there, then I'll be, my name will not be attached to that killing. And so Kesi demon goes, and he's also big size. They assume huge, big magnitudes. The hair on the neck of the, they were, when they would shake the hair, that scatter two things, scatter the clouds in the sky, also scatter the aircrafts of the demigods. Demigods are doing their interplanetary travels. So with the touch of the hair, he would just get the clouds out of the way, or get the aircrafts would meet major accidents. And you could see Krishna there, and a gigantic creature there. So without going into much detail of this pastime, we want to go to the crux of the matter. So the tactic that Krishna is using here is, the horse had his mouth was wide open. So Krishna puts his hand inside the mouth of the horse. And see the size of the horse, so you could imagine the size of the mouth. So when Krishna put his hand inside the mouth, that hand filled the entire space inside, the big mouth, all the hollow space from the front of the, from the teeth to all the way to the throat. This all became filled up. Krishna kind of expands his hand, makes it long. Although he is that tall, his hand is like a long hand. Become that much hand is inside, and also he makes it hot. He makes it big and makes it hot, and result of that was you could see he's upside down now, throwing his legs into the air and screaming and. Oh. So what basically happens is, as Krishna's hand is inside, he gets choked up. He cannot, now breathing in, out, all stops. And no air, and he lost his life. Also passing stool, papathalendam, special mention is there, papathalendam. Visrajan kshitau vyasuhu, he became lifeless. And this past time, Krishna was out there herding his cows on the bank of Jamuna. You know where Kesi Ghat is in Vrindavan? Kesi Ghat. Kesi Ghat, Bansi Gop. What Dwadashakhanan. So that Kesi Ghat, where Vrindavan town is, not far from Radha Damodar temple. In 72, when Prabhupada held the festival, first ever Vrindavan festival, and so I was in that batch of the first festival. We were like 40, 50 devotees from around the world, and we were thinking of so many. 40, 50 devotees attended the festival. So we stayed at Kesi Ghat. For 1 month we were staying at Kesi Ghat, which is right on the bank of Jamuna. It's a palace. King of Bharatpur has built the palace at the site where Kesi demon was killed. So, so that happened during the day while Akrur was on the way to Vrindavan. While that was going on, the Kesi was in action, trying to kill Krishna. So that did not work out. And that afternoon, another demon attempted to kill Krishna, and that was Yomasur. And that pastime, so Kesi Ghat in the morning, Kesi demon killed in the morning, and Yomasur in the afternoon, Yamasura pastimes took place on the bank of, not in the back, on the top of Govardhan Hill. One becoming what? Sheep, one thief, one police. Remember? The coward boys, they play these different roles. And Yomasur came. They're supposed to be so-called thieves, but he became really a real thief, is Yomasur. And he started stealing Krishna's friends. There were large number in the beginning, but their numbers were diminishing. And Krishna was wondering, what's going on here? Because his friends, those who were playing the role of a thief, they were doing so-called stealing, but again returning the stolen sheep. But this Yomasur, he was picking up Krishna's friends, stealing them, and he was taking them airways to Kamban and hiding them in a cave. In the Kamban, there's a cave which you could visit even to this day. Yomasur Gufa, Yomasur Cave. So when Krishna realized what was going on, he identified this demon, and Krishna followed him all the way up to Kamban. And in the sky up there, they battled, two of them, up in the sky. The whole earth was about to go out of orbit. Because Krishna, they would come sometimes, come down and then go up in the air. So while pushing earth down and going, giving a boost, going up. So that was shaking up the whole planet. Then Balaram he would hold his foot down just to make sure earth doesn't go out of the orbit, doesn't move. And there are footprints of Balaram from that time. You could go see during Brajamandal Parikrama, footprints of Balaram. So that Yamasur killing happened in the afternoon, and so that would lead, we had to so these two things happened on the same day as Akrur is going to Vrindavan. He leaves for Vrindavan.